The 2016 presidential candidate of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, says he bought the delegates with loyalty and dedication. He said the accusation of using money to win the party's primaries unfounded. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Greenstreet said his preoccupation after the party's primary is to bridge the division within the CPP to have a strong, united party into the 2016 election. He said within the short period left, he's going to form an effective campaign team to lead the campaign at the grassroots level.
We bought the delegates with loyalty. We bought the delegates with service. We bought the delegates because they believed that we speak the truth and that we have a clean heart. We bought the delegates because they wanted a change. They wanted to take the party back for themselves. And we bought the delegates because of the task ahead of us. And so it is now how we carry out that task is the basis upon which we will be judged, solidifying our front and developing a very robust and radical theme based on the principles of the party and a campaign message that resonates with the grassroots of Ghanaians around the country, develop a national campaign team who can prosecute that agenda, and have very, very solid parliamentary candidates who, you know, are well known in their communities, are well resourced, and are people who can really communicate our ideas and programs to the ordinary people in all the villages and towns across the country. It's no small task. Okay. As you have referred to already, we've had difficulties in the past. So fortunately, we are well experienced at the dynamics, and so we will do our best.
Mr. Greenstreet said President Mahama is going into the election based on his track record, but electricity challenges and the hardship in the economy are some of the issues that will go against the current administration. Meanwhile, the managing editor of the Daily Dispatch, Ben Efson, says the allegations of money exchanging hands are only a defensive mechanism employed by losing candidates. On the impact of the CPP in the November elections, Mr. Efson said if all the other smaller parties are able to make 6%, then the 2016 election will be heading for a runoff. He said Mr. Greenstreet, with his appealing personality, is going to make a very strong showing come November 7.
If money plays big roles in elections, incumbent governments would have never lost elections. In 2000, the incumbent NDC lost. In 2008, the incumbent MPP lost. Anybody who says that money is the key to winning, I don't think so. For those who say that money changes hands, if you admit that you bought food and drinks for the people, you use money to buy.
CPP is going into this election with Ivor Greenstreet. What do you foresee November 7?
If apart from the two main candidates, John Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo, if the collection of the other presidential candidates collectively gets 7%, they're heading for a runoff. If they get beyond 6-7%, Judge, we are heading for a runoff.
And will that runoff be between, for instance, the NDC and CPP or the MPP and CPP?
That if the other presidential candidates get 6-7%, we have come a long way from the 2012 performance of them getting below 1%. The needs of disabled are not well taken care of. So for somebody who will be contesting, I'm sure he's going to appeal to quite a number of persons within that category.